This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. This is the weekly talk radio review, an overview of what's going on and what has gone on, transpiring in conversation over the course of the last week on the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. Also joining us is Jennifer Horn, who is a frequent contributor, long time. She's an alum.
I'm an OG, is what they say.
Yes, you are. Host of the morning program at KRLA in Los Angeles as well. So she's had plenty of time, as have we, to talk about the items. Many of them we've talked about in detail. Some of them we haven't, because there are different things that we focus on. But in general, the charts from Talkers Magazine do a survey of what's going on from their point of view. The folks at Talkers, who listen to stations all over the country, they talk to the management of the stations and the hosts. And so that's where this list comes from, that you can find every week at gooddayshow.com. And also at talkers.com. Sometimes I start at the end of the list and go from number 10 to number 1. Sometimes I start at number 1. So I'm going to vary it this week, go to number 1, because last week we started at number 10, both on the people list and on the story list. Number 1 on the people list this week, your pal, our president, Jumpin' Joe Biden. So Mr. Biden this week, what'd you say?
It makes sense.
Oh, yes. Well, I'd like to think that some of the things that we say, some of the things we do, do make sense. Joe Biden says he's going to go to Ohio, quote unquote, at some point.
Oh.
What, for vacation?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
is that? Yeah.
Too late when it eventually happens.
It's a joke. And do we have to say anything more about that? I don't think so. He was
bungled messaging all the way through on that.
Yeah.
I swear sometimes, because anybody who listens to the program with regularity knows that I don't oftentimes agree with the stuff that comes out of the Biden administration.
No.
But I do find myself at some points yelling at the TV, like correcting the messaging for them, like when they say things. Just because I went through, that was my degree, was in public relations. And some of the stuff they say is just so out there. I'm just like, no, wait. I'm trying to, like, you know, yell at them as we go. But
bad all right,
move.
So. Here's
also,
something.
Biden had said that he reached out to public officials in both Ohio and Pennsylvania, and that he laid out a little bit of what he thinks the answers are and what they should be doing there. But why are you not revealing what that information is?
But why is it a secret? Hello,
exactly.
Who are you protecting? What are you protecting? And why are you protecting it and them?
Because they blew it when they tried to burn it off. And the mushroom cloud was created by the people who made that decision. And so, you know, you've got that and then the slow response, and it's just a disaster.
All right. So let's turn to some things that Biden is doing along with some of the other folks in Washington. I would think that this would be something you would approve of, Jennifer.
Okay.
There's a measure that's been approved by officials to revise the criminal code that has been rejected by both the Republicans and the Democrats, and Joe Biden said he's going to sign it. This attempt to soften the way that the jurisprudence system handles crime. You've been talking about what goes on in Los Angeles for a long time. It's become the national standard for how not to do things.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently this approach to letting everybody out of jail or not charging them, those sorts of things, it's been blunted by both a bipartisan bill and the president saying, okay, enough is enough.
Right.
So, is it?
I'm glad that he's not going to veto it. This is a bill that was put through by the GOP in the House of Representatives. And if he decided to veto it, he would probably get a lot of attacks going into a new election season that he's soft on crime. So he instead is going to sign it, hope for the best, and take the attacks from his own party who would like to see him veto it. So I think politically he's kind of stuck. He's going to say, do I want to get attacks from the middle and from the right, or do I want the attacks from my own party? Probably figures if he's the nominee, his own party will support him anyway.
Right. Okay. So let's take one more thing President Biden is pushing for, affordable child care. There's a new bill or a new program, I guess, that was announced this week, a new way to tackle the problem. Department of Commerce announcing it will require computer chip manufacturers to make child care available to their workers when they apply for federal funding. The first step in trying to take care of children of parents who both have to work. Why is that the federal government's responsibility?
Well, that's the problem.
It's and not the
government's responsibility.
Problem. No, unless you want the government to be your nanny, and that's not necessarily what I think is a great idea. So they got $40 billion set aside, Jennifer, for this, that comes from a law that Congress has passed already to boost production of semiconductors. So they just added this to it. Okay, we're trying to do this to compete with China. So now they're throwing a monkey wrench into it and making it more difficult for these companies to do what we want to bring back to America because of child care?
I know.
Huh?
It's kind of unnerving because this is the kind of stuff that you would see from a socialist country that sounds like a great idea on the outside. Of course people want child care. Of course people want affordable child care. Of course. But what does that do to our ability to compete? What does that do to our businesses who are going to be struggling to worry about that while they're also worrying about getting into the business of making semiconductors? It doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. The idea is to let the free market reign, make it easier for people to do business, not harder, and everything will filter itself out. But
one of the reasons the Chinese want to take over Taiwan is because it's the biggest maker of advanced computer chips in the world. And a lot of investment, Goldman Sachs has billions of dollars invested in several companies in Taiwan because that's where the computer chips are being made. Why do you think the Chinese want to get in there and control it? Good for their business as well as good for business around the world. So for the Biden administration to establish a law or try to get a law passed that will keep the chip company, they say it will help the chip companies keep workers.
Mm-hmm.
Will it? That's yet to be determined,
right.
I would think. But I don't see the government having that role unless we have, as Jennifer suggested, become more to the, so we're pushing towards socialism, at least with this bunch we are. You see it every day in pretty much everything that gets done. Why it is, well, I guess we know why it is, because it's a good way to get votes, much as anything else. Okay. You want something else? Go ahead.
No,
you open
I was
your
gonna,
mouth.
It kind of throws us down another little rabbit hole, but it's had me, my attention this week that spending also is so ridiculous. Like, this one is what, $40 billion, you just said?
Yep.
That's nothing to them in the scheme of things. And so everybody's like, and this is Republicans too. This is not just a Democrat thing. The spending is so out of control. Well, we'll just do this for another few billion and just this for another couple hundred billion. And with
but
the
see, there's no
doing?
Consequence, Jennifer.
You want to build
no
semiconductors? We're handing ourselves over to the Chinese if we don't get our spending under control.
Yeah. Well, either that or they just forget about it. I mean, I think there's some thinking in Washington. Okay, so what do we care about what the debt is? It's just going to evaporate. It'll go away. We'll revalue the dollar.
Along with the value of the dollar.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, a lot of politics involved in that. From the City of Angels, LeBron James, one of your star players, apparently has a right foot injury. So what's the scuttlebutt? I always like to check in on Los Angeles scuttlebutt for a moment or two during our talk radio review. Fact, I know you're a big sports fan. I know you like hockey a lot, but
I love baseball. I love hockey. I love football. Basketball is probably my least favorite, but it was a big story because the Lakers are kind of already out of the playoff hunt, and so losing LeBron James is not going to help them catch up. So that's been a big story. And then we had another injury that may not have made the list, but also pretty devastating. The Dodgers traded away a lot of their team this season.
Really?
And one of the places where they were really going to be kind of now short, where we used to be pretty rich, was that shortstop and second base. And Gavin Lux, who was going to have all the hopes of the Dodgers, kind of an up-and-coming player, just ripped his ACL during spring training.
Yep.
Yeah, so he's also out for the whole season, they believe. So two big injuries for two teams that don't need it happening right now in L.A.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right, one of the other things that has been a part of the national landscape, the weather is number 10 on the countdown story list this week. And has there been more weather that has been discussed?
It snowed
more
on
than
Tuesday
California
in
right.
Los Angeles again. Uh-huh. And it was so cool. I was sitting, actually at my dad's, you can probably hear my voice. I've got this little thing that's been going on. And
kind
so I
cold.
Was sitting at my dad's for a little bit before I went to work. And I said, is it pouring rain? And he looks out the window and goes, that's snow. And so, of course, sickness be damned, I had to go outside and dance in it for a minute and just enjoy.
Well, you're up, your father's house is up a little bit.
Yeah, but it snowed in Venice. In Venice Beach, it snowed
it
in
Burbank.
Yeah, yes.
So I left Monday night and it hadn't snowed
it
there.
It didn't stick, but it just,
no,
there was this
not.
Patch of like just snow in places that don't get it always. So it was
And now there's more snow apparently this weekend. There's a massive snowpack that's up on top of the atmospheric. Rivers are dumping more on this snowpack up in the, what are they, the blue...
Northern California is going to get hit this weekend. Southern California is going to get a break. And that's really good because as much as I love this weather and I would love more of it, the people in San Bernardino County, there's a state of emergency up there that the governor has declared because people are still stuck in their homes. There's like grocery stores have had the roofs collapse up in Lake Arrowhead. And the Big Bear area, these guys were not prepared for the amount of snow that has dumped on them. And it's been really, really dangerous. The roads are wiped out, and they're still trying to get people out. In one day, they made 100 rescues from the sheriff's department in San Bernardino County. So there's real trouble in Southern California because it was just a huge and massive storm that dumped so much water and snow on people.
Well, it's just you're not used to it. But where are the people trying to capture the water?
Do you know, so trillions of gallons have fallen over the last week in California. Only 2% of that has been captured.
Ah,
and the proof, you can see anytime it rains in California, they tell you not to swim in the ocean. And that's because all the water is running off the streets with all the homeless, you know what, in it. And all the motor oil and all of that, it's running right into the ocean.
Yay! That's here. We were talking earlier about the new species of fish. That are developing, because I think as much as some of the environmentalists say the world is coming to an end, there are always new species. These are fish in freshwater, however, not in saltwater. All right, the food for thought continues here. It's 18 after the hour.
And now, a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive. Well, today you can expect lots of cloud cover with 0% chance of raining on your parade because you'll be riding your motorcycle vroom vroom. That rumbling low-pressure system beneath you should give way to a relaxing commute and the sudden urge to take the scenic route everywhere you go because, dagnabbit, you're having fun out there. That's your forecast. Back to you. This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride with coverage from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get a quote today and see what you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
What?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour now. Social media on the Good Day program, enhanced by the connection to the two female stars of the program, Jennifer Horn, and her social media connections. Got a lot of them. Jay Kirshner as well. She's an expert when it comes to following you and your thoughts. Facebook and Instagram, by the way, at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, Good Day On Air. The download, don't forget about that every day. We have the download, which is a sort of a synthesis that of the things that we talk about here. We were talking about stargazing. We're talking, listen, how much of a factor it is, ladies, because we were just talking about it again. And the blizzards, I'm looking at some of the things we've, this is the same sort of thing. It's been continuing. There are some different ins and outs. Justin Bieber's health struggle we talk about in a recent Good Day download. COVID vaccine and who regrets having taken the shots, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why we don't do business with Cuba. My discussion about going to Peru and having, what is it? James, you looked it up. What do we call the stuff that I took when I was in?
The crazy drugs that you took there?
Yeah.
I gotta find it again.
It's ayahuasca or wyawasca, something like that. Mm. Anyway, it's
that's what
stuff.
I ask. Wyawasca.
Yeah, sure. Why? Yeah.
You got anyway. Think, but was it worth it?
No. It was awful.
It is ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca.
Yes.
Right, okay. Anyway,
as so I'm sure ayahuasca.
That'll excite a lot of people. Help yourself to our Good Day downloads, our discussion sort of synthesized, but the whole program plays back every day, all day. GoodDayShow.com. Somebody sent me a note on social media about my discussion regarding wheat, and this follows up with what you just said to me a few minutes ago, Jay, when we were doing our food, farm, and family section of the program, talking about wheat and all the things that are sprayed on it, and that's the problem with a lot of people have gluten allergies. But if you have celiac disease, it is caused by wheat. And there are a lot of things that as wheat has become more hybridized, there are various countries who buy most of the wheat that we grow here in our country in the plains and up in Alberta and Saskatchewan and Canada goes not to our to feed our people, but to go to feed people around the world. And so we have kind of lost touch with how the wheat is grown. We all take farming and food sort of as right, I guess. We just expect it to be there. We take it for granted, right.
Food comes from grocery stores, a lot of people believe.
Yep, right, exactly. And wheat is the most important crop that's grown on the planet. So now, because of the problem that people are causing short-sighted problems with cows and their manure, because people want to get rid of the cows because the environmentalists say that the methane gas is going to ruin the planet. Well, the cow manure has been used along with chicken manure and all kinds of other manures to fertilize organically for the past, well, forever, because farmers have always put the ways of the animals onto the land. But now, because of this sort of the attitude toward cows, number one, we have a shortage of regular commercial chemical fertilizers. They become so expensive. So the wheat that we're producing is becoming not as good. I guess that's probably the best way to put it. And so people are beginning to analyze and think about what this is all about. If you don't have wheat, you probably don't have much of it. Think about all the things that wheat is used in. Go to the grocery store and try to figure out, you know, look for something. You can find it in the gluten-free department, but the rest of the store is loaded with things that have wheat in it. And so here's a fellow who's in California listening, says, California still has cows. Fertilizer can be made from food trash, though. I thought this was interesting, and he's right. Eggshells, banana peels, composting. That's something for the future, but do we have enough food trash to fix the problem is a good question, frankly. You want to respond, help yourself on our social media, 28 after the hour.
The ultimate bargain is free. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Before you can fully type the Buy Nothing Project, Google will finish it for you. It's that popular now. Their mission statement is buy less, share more. It makes us all richer and our planet cleaner. You can give away or ask for whatever you want free. Appliances, workout gear, concert and event and travel tickets, and intangibles. Offer the world your photo or poem or short story. Offer people near you that stack of bricks or fish tank you want to get rid of. Check it out at buynothingproject.org and the Buy Nothing app for Apple and Android devices. And poke around Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Snowed-in communities in San Bernardino, California are getting some relief as emergency crews clear the roads, but residents who live on privately owned roads, the state will not help you clear them, and you must hire someone to do it.
Our residential streets aren't plowed yet. They have, like, all the main roads plowed, but we can't get out of our houses. I haven't seen my kid in 11 days.
A Southwest Airlines flight from Cuba to Florida turned back to Havana for an emergency landing after it hit birds and suffered engine trouble in the incident that filled the cabin with smoke. After Sunday's incident, the airlines are reporting flight 3923 had just taken off from Havana for Fort Lauderdale when it was believed to have experienced bird strikes to an engine and the nose cone. Pilots landed the plane safely back in Havana. Today is National Cereal Day. A spoon, some cereal, and some milk, and welcome to a new day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good day, dear.
Don't forget about the fabulous way that we have to connect with us here using your phone. Dial up 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684, and you can be heard. Okay, so what do we want to hear from people listening to the program, Jay?
Well, your voice for one thing, your name for another, and your thoughts on any of the topics we are covering, or maybe there's something that you think we missed and you want to let us know what's up.
What's up? 855-999-DOUG. Coming up on 35 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Jay from the Good Day program. Jennifer also from the Good Day program. And also KRLA in Los Angeles. We're going through, I said we'd start at number one, and then I was trying to stick to the list. And then I went, there you go, sideways, zig and zag. Because that's the beauty of Talk Radio, the conversation going any number of directions. The number one story this week is the war. The first anniversary of the Russian-Ukrainian war. I thought it was interesting that Secretary of State Blinken met with Russia's foreign minister for the first time in a year. Blinken demanding
accidentally. Did you see that they actually ran into each other?
Yeah. Hello there. Well, The understanding when Biden went to Ukraine earlier in the week and the whole business of what was going on there and the secrecy of going over there, what was accomplished really by him going there other than a big PR? I'm trying to figure out. We, the taxpayers, paid for it.
A check.
What came out of it? We gave them more money, right?
Yeah, and an unwavering support that the money will continue. And I want Ukraine to win. I don't want Vladimir Putin to win, but I also think there's a lot of corruption in Ukraine, and I would really like us to have some accountability on all this money that we're handing over. And I don't know that we get it. You know, I don't – when you start talking about paying the pensions of Ukrainian government workers and our own people are suffering here at home – I just don't know if that's the right path. And I would say that for anybody. I know that people are trying to do the right thing with Ukraine, but there has to be some responsibility and some accountability, I think.
And there isn't. At least there doesn't seem to be. Anyway, thus the conflict here. At number three, the lab leak theory. I don't know how much time I'm gloating a little bit because that was what that is the first thing I said when this all started. What,
and you lost business for it. And, you know, the people who said this, and it was just truth. Yeah, you lost business for it. President Trump was called a racist and a xenophobe. I mean, it's just, it's kind of unbelievable to me that now all of a sudden these government agencies are coming along to a story that was 3 years old already. Like, welcome to the party of what we already knew. Mm-hmm. And there's not just what people thought. There is real reporting that's been done. I have a friend who did all the reporting with all of the receipts showing the money from Dr. Fauci at the National Institute of Health to the World Health Alliance and Peter Zarzak to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Like, how hard is that to figure out? And then the government comes up this week and they say, well, we still don't have a consensus. It's just this is just the Department of Energy.
You know what this points to, Jennifer and Jay? This just points to the fact that government has too much money, too much control over our money, too many ways of getting money so that they can spend it as they wish. And that's why Fauci is number three on the people list this week, along with COVID and the lab leak theory. But I didn't, there was a focus on Fauci because of the things you just said, Jennifer. But what has he said this week? Nothing.
Not a lot, I don't think.
I haven't heard anything from him. Has he? Am I missing something here? Jay, have you seen anything or heard anything from Fauci's corner?
No.
I
haven't heard the name until you just mentioning it now.
Yeah. Well, because the theory has surfaced, all roads point back to him. All the arrows point back to him and are being criticized because, you know, how would you say that about the Chinese? That's racist. And no, it's fact. That's what it is. F-A-C-T, fact. Okay. So I would like you, Jennifer, if you don't mind, because you're kind of in on the Republican side of things or on the right side of things, R-I-G-H-T.
I like the R-I-G-H-T side. Go ahead.
Yes, right. I don't, the voting company, the boxes, the company
Dominion.
That does it is Dominion. And they've sued Fox News, but I'm not sure that I understand why. I'm sure you have a clear.
Okay, so there was a theory that was going around after the election that was really being promoted by someone you may remember the name, Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood. And they were out there, and in fact, I blame these guys for why Republicans lost that Senate seat in Georgia in 2020 as well, because they told Republicans, you can't trust these voting systems, don't come out and vote. And people didn't.
Right.
And how ridiculous is that? I mean, it's the stupidest thing. So Dominion is one of the companies that run those voting tablets where you go and you vote electronically. And one of the working theories was that those vote totals were being changed and that they were being changed by Dominion. Well, Dominion comes out, and that was being floated by multiple people that were talking about this, different outlets. Well, those outlets have all been sued now for saying that this, for disparaging the name of Dominion voting. They went after them with big lawsuits. And so one of the things that I question, however, and there's been a lot of testimony. Rupert Murdoch was under oath saying that a lot of his hosts thought that there was something fishy about this theory, didn't think that it was right, but still went to press with it. The news media is supposed to report the news. there are lots of things that have been reported from other outlets, like CNN, for instance, and the Russian collusion theory, which was not true about Donald Trump. They went to the news with that every single day. Even when it started to collapse, they still went to the news with that because their job is to report the news, right? So I think it's kind of strange that Fox is getting hit for this. Now, it's because Dominion has chosen to go in, and it was their name that was being disparaged, so they want to go in and correct the record, which I guess is fine. They have the right to do that. They'll probably win most of their lawsuits that they have out there because of it. But I do think it's odd that we go after one news outlet or a certain set of news outlets for reporting on things that didn't turn out to be true when other news outlets do that all the time. COVID's a perfect example. How many news outlets reported on COVID, things that were not true, that they're not being held accountable for right now? So is it the job of the news media to report the news, or are we supposed to check all the facts? Now, if we are, that would be great, but who's really doing that? You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yes. All right, moving on to Lori Lightfoot losing in Chicago, number 8 on the story list. Of course, because we're talking about this in the negative, we're racists because she only lost because she's black and all of the other stuff that's going along with this.
Yeah, not the fact nonsense. That crime, murder, all these
horrible
skyrocketing.
Worst mayor in the history of Chicago, and the stats prove it. So the head of the Chicago Police Department has resigned, but he said he's leaving because he's 63, and that's the mandatory age for retirement of police officers. Okay. Then there is the U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Illinois announcing resignation as well the day after the Chicago mayor loses her bid for reelection. I thought he was appointed by Donald Trump, so why would he be leaving, I guess would be the question. Or are they just, the news media is just trying to tie these together and there's no connection really to any of them.
Yeah, I think that's the case.
So isn't it interesting how they take all of these things and try to, but this is, we're all considered stupid by the news media, right? The news media thinks, okay, we can tell you anything. And maybe as much as we criticize social media, is there a balancing act going on here between what's coming out of the so-called official news media and quote-unquote real journalism and what's coming out of social media, people that are just hacking around, taking pictures of stuff, observing and posting it online?
I think if you really want to be in the know, you just have to consume a lot. I spend a lot of time with CNN and MSNBC every day, in addition to Fox News. I spend a lot of time looking at different articles, a lot of time looking at social media. If you don't do that, you're really, unfortunately, you're never going to know the full story because no one's ever going to be honest and tell you straight down the middle what things are all about.
Yeah. All right, Jay, earlier this week we talked about the cancellation of Dilbert, the cartoon that is
Dilbert.
In... What? Poor Dilbert.
It was a good cartoon. I liked him.
No longer. It's gone. Now, is this politically... Is this wokeism? Is this politically correctism? The guy who is responsible for Dilbert... They've been doing this, 20-some-odd, 30 years, 40 years? I don't know. It seems like Dilbert's always been around.
Decades on decades, yeah.
Yeah,
and it's
right.
Kind of like over the years, Dilbert was already being pulled from some newspapers. It used to be everywhere, and then it really wasn't, and now...
Why? Did anybody... Was it just because it was old, or because they didn't like this guy because of other things... I never even knew.
This is kind of one of those things where he had made other comments before. It just wasn't really mainstream news. But now in today's society where everything everybody says has a snapshot and is on social media and everything just lives on forever.
Well.
I actually think that this is crap. I don't know if that surprises you or not.
No, I kind of.
I think the guy took, and for those people who don't know, he made some pretty rough comments about the black and white division. Raw comments. But he was driven by a Rasmussen survey, which was something about, like, they asked black Americans if, what was it, they liked white people or something like that?
Pretty much. Yeah. How many black people like? 56% of blacks said they liked white people. 35% said they didn't.
No, I think the majority said they hated white people or something. That's what he was commenting on.
Yeah.
And so then he said, well, you know, I had been part of this, you know, identified as black and I've been part of the black movement. But now they're a hate group and I don't want to be part of a hate group. I think he was trying to call out the ridiculousness of that survey And the ridiculousness that people are stoking hatred between black and white Americans, it's so ridiculous.
Where does
ridiculous.
That get us? Like the hatred between Republicans and Democrats or any group.
What does it get
where us? Does that get you? Yeah.
So that's what I think he was trying to do. He took it really far, and I think that's where he got into it, insulting a lot of people and probably why
but
he
that's
was
what,
getting canceled. But that's what these people do, right, to make statements. Isn't that what they
yeah.
do in this business?
Well, isn't that why Dave Chappelle says what he does and
yeah.
gets away with it? Or the other people, comedy is supposed to be biting. It's supposed to be harsh sometimes.
Where are we when we're having polls about how much do you hate someone based on their
yeah.
skin tone? Give mm-hmm. me a break.
Is that part of... Okay, let's go one step further. Because number seven this week is about DeSantis's wokeness. I don't even like the word. I'm not even sure I know what it means. Wokeness is...
WOKE for an acronym, and I'm completely blanking on what his acronym is. But I feel like this is something we've talked about all week. WOKE started as a meaning to alert of racial prejudice and discrimination. Mm-hmm. It started to encompass other social inequalities like sexism. And then it just kind of became this whole other toxic beast that
right.
is it's no longer doing what it was first initiated
supposed
to do.
Yeah.
Now
so where does it go?
It and it's a triggering thing for everybody.
Yeah. So does it go away? Does it become worse? All of these things, the piling on, and again, back to the Dilbert thing, but all of this stuff, teaching people how not to think for themselves. No matter what you think, you're supposed to think for yourself. We're supposed to teach people how to think, not what to think. And that's really what's run amok here and going wild. Telling people in school and elsewhere, media, tell them, this is what you're supposed to think. Not for me. All right, 48 after here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Money Pit Time. It's 53 after the hour, Monday on the Good Day program, the 6th of March. Here we have our pal Tom Kreitler, along with Leslie Segretti, host the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard on hundreds of stations, including a lot of the stations that carry this program. Every weekend, we invite Tom to come on to talk about some of the things that he is episodically excited about, podcasts, and he has a great newsletter as well. But then there are our listeners who want to know, for example, Jen is following the instructions on your website, Tom,
yeah,
for making homemade wood stains.
Ah, yes.
They say it came out well. She used the one that combines steel wool and vinegar.
Yeah.
Sounds like something that you would not want to have in your salad.
Unless you want a little extra roughage, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, well, listen, right. You know, there are a lot of ways to make stain without going to the home center and buying it. And we've got actually an article on our website about how to make natural wood stains using coffee, berries, and more. And the more includes steel wool, which is not exactly natural, but actually works pretty well. If you mix steel wool and vinegar, you will get a deep red stain that can be quite attractive. Now, what she wants to know is, how do you make it last? Like, can you, I guess if you wanted to go back and touch it up. And this is kind of a one-and-done thing, Doug. You know, once you make this stuff, you've got to use it.
Yeah.
It's not easily repeatable because there's too many variables. But it's kind of a fun project, and people enjoy it. And you can do it with tea, and you can do it with coffee and other things like that. And we've got the step-by-step on the site and how to tackle it.
All right. That's on the moneypit.com. Okay, so there you can also find the podcast that has changed every week. Also, things in the newsletter has changed every week. We were just talking about how homes were being sold and the prices are going down in some cities like
Austin, a couple of different,
yeah.
Phoenix, I think. So how do you, when you're selling, one of the things that you've talked about on the air is when you're selling, get the real estate agent to stage your home. What does
right.
it mean to stage your home?
So think of it as a decorating service. Now, typically, if a real estate agent stages a home, they may be working with a home that's furnished or one that's not furnished. And there are folks that come in and help sort of simplify the appearance of the home, make it look bigger than maybe it really is.
Yeah.
I know in certain markets, like I have a friend who's a very good realtor in Washington, D.C., and in her area, you know, there's companies that come in and they bring furniture that essentially you're renting for
yeah.
the month or two or three that your house is on the market, and they basically set up the home so it looks very comfortable and very attractive. And, you know, the studies show that it actually helps sell the home more quickly. It's a lot easier to sell a home that's appropriately furnished than one that's vacant. And by appropriate, I mean, you can go the other side of this, and that's why we tell people that if you are putting your house on the market, you know, one of the most important things to do is to declutter, because nobody wants to see your excess stuff
right.
In a house that they're going to buy, because they figure, well, that's what their house is going to look like when they get their stuff in. And, you know, it just doesn't make sense. You want to present the place as good as possible. And so it's sort of a professional decorator that specializes just on sort of setting the house up to maybe look attractive and welcoming and spacious, so you attract buyers to give you a good offer.
Long as the people moving the stuff around don't chip all the paint on the doors as they're moving the stuff from room to room or inside to outside. I found that has happened more than once in some of the experiences that I've seen. But yeah, it's a, but if people are staging and their home already has furniture in it, where does the furniture go
yeah.
if they move the stuff around to put in new stuff?
Well, that's a good question. So, you know, you want to peel back that furniture as much as possible. And if you've got mm-hmm. to rent a storage space to declutter your home in the temporary, you know, for just a temporary short period of time, I'd say that's a good thing for you to do. You got to make it look very spacious and livable and welcoming.
Tom is here to help you. That's why I asked some of these questions. The Money Pit newsletter, moneypit.com/newsletter, has a focus on how to stop your floor from squeaking.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The old squeaking
yeah,
floor.
You know, that's a really popular post on our website, and there's a couple of ways to tackle this. It depends on what you have. But if you have, I'll give you a good trick of the trade. I know we don't have a lot of time. If you've got a squeaking floor under carpet, Doug,
yep.
what I've done, typically the reason that's happening is because the plywood subfloor has the nails have loosened, and you need to secure that back to the beams.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you find where the nails are by using a stud finder. You can shoot it right through the carpet. And then you take a finished nail that's galvanized, it's a little rougher, and drive it through the carpet, through the floor, and then pull the carpet back up through the head of the nail.
Bingo.
And that sweep will be gone.
Sounds like an old Connie Francis song. Where the nails are, someone looks for them. Maybe not. Okay, there's Tommy the K. You will not be singing on the next episode of the Money Pit podcast or the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program with Doug Steffen. It's 59 after the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.